With gold hovering now around $1,000 per ounce, many people are dipping into their jewelry boxes. Dennis Lemke, owner of University Coin and Jewelry in Middleton, says business is booming.
We have people standing in line again, waiting to sell their gold.
Lemke says most of the volume at his store is from people who have gold socked away and are timing the market.
I had a couple come in yesterday. First of all, they sold their dad's accumulation of wedding bands. He'd been just buying them and saving them his whole life. He's 83 years old now. Time to cash them in. And that's at an all-time record for the biggest jewelry purchase we had over the counter. Later that afternoon, she brought in the things that she inherited from her mother. That's at an all-time record. Between the two of them, it was over $20,000.
Lemke has been in business for 24 years, and he says it's rare to have gold prices rise, much less skyrocket during a recession. That spawned a lot of new gold-buying businesses. Bill Howard is headmaster of the Howard Academy for the Metal Arts in Stoughton. He sold gold to some of those companies that advertised nationally to help confirm what he suspected, that many paid just a small fraction of what the gold is actually worth.
Not illegal, but it's highly unethical, and it kind of makes a bad name for the business as a rule.
Facing declining enrollment, Howard School has started up their own gold-buying business, using the profits to help endow the school. And while both Howard and Lemke would like to buy your gold, they actually recommend that sellers call around to find the best price. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.